Lucifer is using the word of God to twist it around to try to get Jesus to sin.
而在马太福音里面第四章讲得很清楚啊，这个路西佛他居然是用神的话语把他稍微扭曲了，然后来跟试着要引诱耶稣。
He was using the word of God to his advantage.
他甚至撒旦是用了神的话来得到他的想要得到的好处。
Okay, but ultimately because Jesus Christ had learned the word of God, he passed his test.
而因为耶稣他真的很用心地学了上帝的话语，所以他真正的通过了这个测试。
Okay, and he remained, yeah, it was possibly non vicariate, it was possible he could sin, but he did not.
所以呢，他可能不犯错，而且他真的没犯错。
Okay, now, you know, we're not expected, we are expected to apply doctrine, we're expected to overcome our sins, but God doesn't expect us to be perfect.
我们的确是被期待我们要以神的话语来超越我们的问题，但是神也知道我们是会犯错的。
And he commands us to take on the thinking of Jesus Christ.
但他真正用了一个这个叫命令句来跟我们说，我们要学习耶稣基督的思维。
Okay, there's a few verses with this concept. We'll just quickly look at Philippians 2:5.
我们来看几段经句，第一个是腓立比书的第二章第五节。
Okay, it's just a short statement, but it tells us very clearly.
虽然是很短的一句话，但是很清楚地告诉我们。
And the English says, let this mind, or let this thinking, the word is phroneo, which means objective thinking, be in you.
英文讲的跟现在中文翻的似乎有点不一样，但英文讲的是说 ,sorry, can I see the English?
Okay, for let this mind be in you, which basically, which was also in Jesus Christ.So whatever Jesus was thinking in his mind, make that your thinking.
他其实这一句话英文是说哈，用这个耶稣基督的讲法，用在变成是你的想法。
Okay.
那就是用一个这个想法在你的心中，而这个想法其实本来就是耶稣基督的想法。
Okay, and the Greek word there is phroneo, so it's more like an objective thinking. That sort of emphasizes objective thinking.
这个说法呢，其实在希腊文里面就是说有一个比较更有目的性的想法。
Okay, but you know, there's other verses in scripture. For example, we mentioned on Sunday, 1 Corinthians 2:16, we have the mind of Christ.
哥林多前书第二章十六节
says, you know, we have the mind of Christ, meaning we have the Bible.
讲说我们呢有跟耶稣基督一样的思维，而这个思维就是圣经的思维。
And in Hebrews 12:2, it says that we should always be focused on Jesus Christ.
那希伯来书十二章第二节说，我们应该要定睛于耶稣基督。
Okay, obviously we're not looking at him physically, but it means to be focused on him and his plan and his thinking.
当然不是说好像真的眼睛盯着他看，而是说我们真的要专注于他的思维跟他的思维以及
We're supposed to take on his thinking.
好，就是我们应该要专注于耶稣基督的思维方式。
Okay, because remember, you know, we're in this battle against Lucifer and his angels who are very, very clever.
我们要知道就是我们其实是在跟撒旦路西佛还有那些堕落天使们在打仗，而他们是非常非常聪明的。
Lucifer is like this roaring lion and he's going around looking for people to eat.
这个撒旦他就好像一个在吼叫的狮子，到处在找他的猎物。
Okay, so we need to be cleverer than him. We need to think at a level above him.
所以我们必须要够聪明，好，能够才能够打败撒旦。
And that's where we have the solutions from the Bible.
这就是因此我们为什么会被授予这样一整本的圣经的智慧。
I thought up this analogy the other day, how I could express this.
他前几天他想到了一个怎么样解释这个概念的方法。
Okay, now you might have seen there's a English game show and it was called The Chase. If you've seen this, it's a really good game show where they have these very clever people come on and you have to compete against these very clever people.
那个在英国哈有一个电视的一个比赛，这比赛呢是你 要来跟一些非常非常聪明的人哦，去玩一个游戏，就做各种比赛啦。这个比赛叫 The Chase。
Okay, and these people have a very good general knowledge. So these questions that are asked, by the host, you know, he'll ask questions about, it could be history or science, you know, math questions, language, any subject.
这种比赛大家都常看到，那个主持人会问一些天南地北的各种问题。
So it starts off a team of four people against this one clever person, and they're all trying to beat this person in answering the questions.
他那比赛是有一个这个卫冕者是一个人的，那他就会找四个人一组来跟这个聪明的人做对抗。
Yeah. But just imagine, you know, like this very clever person, he's like Lucifer, right?
你只要想象这个很聪明的人，他就是路西佛撒旦。
Okay, and so he knows a lot of things. He's very clever.
所以他非常有知识，他什么都知道。
And imagine if you're this other person and you've never been educated and you really didn't spend much time learning about history and language and sports and all those things.
那假设你另外一个要跟这个路西佛对抗的是一个农夫或什么，就是他没有受过那么多伟大的教育，他不了解天南地北的事情。
But imagine just before the competition, the host comes up to you and he gives you the answers to the questions.
那假设那个主持人偷偷跑来跟这个不太有知识的人，跟他打小报告，告诉他那些问题的答案。
But then you look at the answers for the questions and you say, I don't believe the host, and you throw them away.
然后呢，那个主持人明明给你的小抄，就你偷看了那个小抄之后，你却告诉主持人说，哎，我不相信你，就把那个答案给丢了。
Or you say, I don't have time to read these answers.
或者是说，哦，我太忙了，我没时间读这个主持人给的这个小抄。
Or it takes too much brain power to try to remember them.
或者是说，哇，是要花我太多脑力来记得这些答案。
Well, a lot of Christians are like that.
很多的基督徒就是这样的。
Now, God is giving us the answers in the Bible.
神已经给了我们一整本的答案。
Answers to the solutions that you need to pass your tests.
然后给你了所有的解答，让你可以通过考试。
And you can be even more intelligent. Like, you know, you know the answers. Satan is not interested in truth, really.
而你很可能已经有了所有的答案，而撒旦他却不相信那些是真理。
So we have the same spiritual life that Jesus Christ had, and in this way, we have two kinds of victory in Him.
因为我们跟耶稣基督有同样的属灵生活，所以我们有同样可得到两个胜利。
We have victory in Jesus Christ.
我们有耶稣的胜利。
Now, the first victory we have, just when we believe in Jesus Christ, we have victory over death.
当我们相信了耶稣基督的时候，我们就已经得到了 the victory of death.
Over death.
Over death. 就是我们就已经得到了胜过死亡的胜利。
Okay, and that comes out in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书第15章有提到。
Okay, because we're in Christ and because we believed in Jesus Christ, death cannot hold us.
上面讲到，当我们相信了耶稣基督，这个死亡就没办法掌握我们。
Okay, that's part of what we call a strategic victory. Strategic means sort of as part of the overall plan. We have a strategic victory.
这我们把它称之为策略上的胜利。
And that comes about just because we made that one decision. All we said was we believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior.
因为这是因为我们下了一个决定，然后这个决定就让我们得到这个胜利。
But from that point of salvation, if we make good decisions, which means getting to Bible class and applying the Word of God, then we can have what we call tactical victories.
Tactical.
Tactics. So you have strategy as the overall plan,、
yeah.
and tactics is like the smaller part.
第一个是叫做战略性的胜利，就是当我们一信了耶稣基督之后，我们就得到救赎，所以这是一个战略性的胜利。那当我们信了耶稣以后，我们又开始好好的学习圣经教义等等呢，我们就得到了另外一个战术性的胜利。
And yeah, so tactics applies more to us personally. How are we going to face the day-to-day tests and temptations?
好，所以这个战术性的胜利呢，是指我们每天都会面临到各种的诱惑。
And if we do continue to make good decisions, again, learning doctrine and applying that and doing this consistently throughout your life, eventually you can have that great tactical victory.
就是说如果我们每天呢都很认真面对每一个决定，而且都用好好的运用圣经去下对的决定的话，每一件事都好好的做对的时候，我们就得到了整个生命上的战术性的胜利。
And ultimately, your objective should be to get to the point where you undergo evidence testing.
最主要是我们的整体的目标是什么呢？是我们可以得到 evidence testing， 就是每一个事件都可以得到一个证明。
In the whole of the Old Testament, we really only have maybe three or four examples of believers who became mature enough where God could present that person to Lucifer as a witness.
因为在整个旧约里面，大概只有两到三个人是真正的在整个属灵生活里面啊的完全的很成功的把一件一件的事情都做对了，然后让神可以跟路西佛说这是一个完美的见证人。
It is very, very rare that a believer will get to that point in their spiritual life.
这是非常非常难得看到一个信徒他在他的属灵生活上可以有这样的一个完美的见证。
Yeah, most believers wipe themselves out even from the beginning just because they don't have any interest in really studying the word of God.
而很多的这些信徒呢其实从一开始很可能就已经被打败了，原因是他根本就没有足够的认真和兴趣去把上帝的话语熟读。
Well, they might start off very keen, very enthusiastic to start off with, but then after a while they get distracted.Or maybe they get into some kind of a religious type organization.
对，很多人也许在开始的时候他非常非常认真哦，很有兴趣哦，他拼命的学哦，但是后来不晓得怎么样就开始分心了，或者是他跑进了这个有些教会里面是用一种宗教性的方式在教导。
Or they get distracted by a program of Christian works, for example.
或者是呢，他被一些所谓的这个基督徒应该要做的一些事工给分心了。
Because that can be very tempting because there's a lot of approbation. If you do good in your Christian works and other people see that, then a lot of pats on the back and the pastor raises you up and praises you.
因为这种在基督教里面的事工常常有时候是非常具诱惑性的，因为当他你做好了就会有一些牧师好好的赞赏你，然后打拍拍你的肩膀说啊做得很棒，就你就以为这个东西就已经让你做对了基督徒该做的。
Okay, and you can be deceived into thinking that you're doing very well.
其实你有可能是自己欺骗了自己说哦我其实我做得很好。
But ultimately if you're not living a spiritual life, you're not going to make it to that point which I just mentioned, that point of evidence testing. You need to be living a spiritual life.
所以你其实是需要在一个属灵的生活中得到每一个事件上面的测试，要让每一件事都尽量做到测试，你可以成为神的见证者。
Results of growing spiritually are going to appear as spiritual fruit, not necessarily things that other people can see, but this is production between you and God.
其实我们真正的目的其实要在我们属灵生活上对每一件事情就是指神与你之间的关系，你要去创造这个属灵的果实，这些事情也许别人看不到，但是你真的是顺着神的话语在过。
We see this with the evidence testing, for example, of Abraham up the top of that mountain with his son. There was no one else around.
像亚伯拉罕带着他的儿子要去山上这个事情，他就是一个很明显的一个见证，其实没有人看得到他做了这件事，他要献祭他的儿子。
We can probably assume that Moses underwent evidence testing before he was called on the mountain. Now, he had to be a mature believer, and he faces evidence testing even before he was called to God at 80 years old. Remember when God appeared to Moses in the burning bush, he was 80 years old then.
而摩西呢，他到了80岁，他才看到神的圣灵的火焰，然后他才被选。可是很明显的，他一定在那个之前已经是通过了神对他的所有见证的考验。
He spent 40 years in the desert before then, Moses had.
因为他从皇室离开，在沙漠上是已经40年的一个荒野生活。
Okay, or when Job faced his evidence testing, yeah, he wasn't in the middle of crowds of people.
而约伯，像约伯，他在受到所有的这个测试的时候，他也一样，并没有很多人在他四周。
And Jesus Christ, he was taken into the desert by the Holy Spirit, led him there to be tested by Satan.
就是耶稣基督呢，他也被圣灵带往了荒野，然后被撒旦所测试。
Okay, anyway, I think that's enough for today. We're at our time limit now.
好，我们时间已经差不多了。
Okay, so let's bow our heads.
那我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that you've given to us.
感谢神给我们这么长的一段时间。
We pray that we continue to be consistent in the study and application of your word.
希望我们能够学习，然后把你的话语用在生活中。
In order that we can appreciate the spiritual life that we have in Jesus Christ.
我们更希望我们能够真正的感激我们所有的属灵生活是从耶稣基督所给予的。
And just as Christ glorified you to the maximum,
就像基督他为你献上最大的荣耀。
And we pray that we can take his thinking and also glorify you.
我们希望能够带着耶稣基督的思维来荣耀你。
And we give thanks for these things in his name.
我们所有的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.